I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I'm not giving up, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because I love you. As I've expressed, this is the most difficult time of the year for me. It's an emotional struggle, because I want to celebrate your birthday with you. And obviously, we're only a few days away from that. So it's very much on my mind, because you are on my mind, you are in my heart. And that was discussed today. And I think maybe things are coming together. I've expressed that this time of year I think would be inappropriate. Obviously, the Thanksgiving should be celebrated by family. Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't invited. And same thing, I assume, with Christmas. But I don't want to distract at that time. And of course, there's a lot of emotions. The discussion today was January or February. Not sure, because there's obviously a significance about February in that I reached that magic age of 65. I think in January or February, because the offer is still there, because I don't think I can handle it emotionally doing the driving. But Chris has again, we're starting to put together plans to go. He will drive me to Lexington to see my family. And obviously there are going to be issues, because I will have to make it clear beforehand that I am coming to see my kids. Especially if you're told about it, I try to make arrangements beforehand. I would suggest that if you try to disappear, that there is some rumor, some suggestion, I guess, circumstantial suggestion, that when I went to see Julia some years back, you disappeared with the family. I would suggest that would be kidnapping if you would do it when the intent for me is to see my family. These are my kids too. What you're doing, besides in violation of God's law, is in violation of man's law. You have not allowed me to speak with them, their dad, speak with them for years. You have kept me from them, which I would suggest is in violation of the law, man's law. What's happened is wrong. It is horrible. It is disgusting. It is hateful. I have to rectify this, because maybe all of my family but one has turned away from me because they deny the Lord. They don't think the Lord's command about love means anything in this context. Somehow this is an exception. But there may be one. Hopefully there are more than one, but there may be one. And for that one, I'm going to show up in Lexington, and I expect to see them. Now, obviously, you could go through a lot of things to make it difficult for me. I have no doubt you know there will be some willing to use the enforcement agencies of the state to stop this. I mean, Medivy already did, so why not? Cowards run to the state, right, Jim Cross? Cowards run to the state. Followers of Christ trust in the Lord. Followers in Christ love. Followers of Christ pursue reconciliation in obedience to Christ as an act of love. So I don't think I can do it right now, simply because next Tuesday is an emotional day for me. Big time. but I'm in love with my wife. You know, and when I look at pictures of Zadok or Walter, which are obviously years old, can't tell them apart. These are my sons. What has been done to them, as well as me, is absolutely hateful. You know, and I think about, obviously, what's happening in the world today. You know, I've done a little bit of study of the economics of what's happening. It's not a few dollars here and there. It's multiple trillions of dollars that have been siphoned out, have been stolen from our kids. The objective here is to turn our kids into debt slaves. And something like, you know, just the Federal Reserve alone has gobbled up $6 trillion, I think it is. You know, that stimulus package. It was theft. It was theft because obviously it was borrowed money, and the vast majority of it, like over three quarters, went to institutions, not to people. And where does the money get paid back? Our kids will do that. It was theft. And then the control aspect is horrendous. It is absolutely horrendous. The bowing to the state, and this time it's worldwide, is remarkable. I do say it's the 1930s all over again, except putting the band around your arm, you're putting it around your face. Same thing. Exact same thing. You know, and of course, there's the appeal to authority in the sense that there is absolutely no evidence, none, zip, 100 years worth of studies, no evidence that show masks are effective, and they do should have studies that show they cause harm. But because of the authority of the state, people who have lied to you all your life, people who are in masks, they live in fear. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. You see it happening. And this, the UBI thing, universal basic income, is growing in popularity because people are looking at it, because I know some of these people. This is free money. No, it's not. It's enslavement. That's what it is. It's enslavement. And, you know, the move that you see in China over the last decades, you know, they build massive cities. A lot of them, huge number of big cities, are simply unoccupied. But they're there. They want to get people in them. Because you can control people in cities. It's happening in the United States. Get them out of the country. That's the what used to be Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030. Get people out of the country into the cities. Because you can control them there. And you break down the family there more easily too. There's so many of these things happening. And then, you know, I'm actually having a dialogue with a gentleman. I don't know where he is, somewhere in the world. About, you know, his comment was, you know, I believe in the Bible, but I don't think Paul's writings have any credibility. He didn't trust Paul. And, you know, I'm sorry. He says that Paul's writings are not part of Scripture, but Peter, the Apostle Peter, calls Paul's writings part of Scripture. So if you throw out Paul, you got to throw out Peter. Sooner or later, you're throwing out the Bible. Gee, sounds like the PCA. There's this thing called obedience to Christ. Why? Because he is the creator who stepped into his creation. It's a consistent message. It's not a religion. It is fact. It is the truth. And you run from it. Sorry, I got long. I wanted to let you know. I won't in December. I don't think I can take it emotionally. Because I do find emotions are a big factor. January or February. Expect us. because those are my kids. Denying my kids to me, I think a good argument we can say is kidnapping. It's definitely unloving. It's not obedience to Christ. But the time has come. My lady, I love you.